There's the regular ones, but then there's ones Rusty was telling me about. Like, it gets the shit like perfume all the way up in the intestines. And because, you know, even when you go shit and everything, you still have a lot left in your system.
Yeah, because after they pull it out, you have to go take a massive shit in the toilet.
Well, no, what he was saying.
Diarrhea shit.
No, you're thinking of regular colonoscopy where they can do the camera thing. No.
What? No, I'm talking about the vacuum that shit out your ass.
No, they shove water up there and it just.
Yeah, it's a water thing and it forces it all out. And he says it's actually quite smooth, the whole system. But
he used to take it in
the ass. Cigarette afterwards.
Yeah, you got to work your way up to that, you know.
Yeah.
How much you can take.
You lose like 5 pounds after that. Just 5 pounds of shit right out of you.
I think everyone has, 10 pounds of shit when you die or something like that?
I don't know.
Shit when you die?
You do shit
when you die. Shit when you die, but like you fucking, every person has about like 10 pounds worth of shit inside their colon still working its way through.
I don't know. Well, yeah, that's what he's saying. Like, he goes, does it. Apparently, like, all the celebrities, when they do the whole red carpet walks, they go and have it done, like, a day before. That's why they look so thin and trim and this and that.
So he does it to feel fancy?
Yes.
What do they do if you have hemorrhoids and shit?
They lube you up with Preparation H.
Right. You can't even get that near you.
They
lube
it with Neosporin.
You can't even be bleeding all over the place.
Some chocolate ass cream.
It popped your hemorrhoids, you'd be bleeding all over the place.
But I fit in that dress.
Yeah. So anyways,
I forgot you can't speak muffled, your boyfriend can
though. I'm Ripped in Half, this is Eric.
Yeah, another episode of Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
I'm Jason. Want to redo that or no?
No, that was good.
That's fine, it doesn't have to be all fancy and like professionalistic.
It's not colonoscopy's fancy.
No, it's not, you know, 10 pounds of shit removed fancy.
It's not Steve's, you know, werewolf and vampire boys, but you know, it's still pretty good.
That's right.
Still gets him excited.
It does.
It's not daylight sparkly, right?
Yeah. We ain't talking about Twilight. Fucking hate that shit. Most retarded.
You hate it. You watch a show about it.
It was nothing.
You hate it?
It was nothing
like that. The only reason you hate it is because it ends.
It was nothing like that. I'm sorry, the whole concept of, you know, sparkly vampires.
Why not? They're pretty clean.
Sponsored by Irish Spring Soap.
Yeah. Really, I thought the special effects were provided by the bedazzler.
Bedazz.
What the fuck it looked like. Like it was a bedazzling vampire.
I've probably seen about 5 minutes of that movie, and then I seriously fell asleep. My friend, she tried to have me watch it, and I was sitting there, and about 10 minutes in, I was asleep.
Yeah, it's retarded.
I was done.
I have not watched one.
But
ever,
I did. I did tell Joelle I'd go watch the new one with her.
I am terribly sorry.
Nah, I don't care. I'm not paying for it. And she said that she'll give me head in the movie theater, so.
Well, there you go.
So you have to watch the movie while you're getting head?
Hey.
That's how I saw The Replacements.
You were giving head?
You were giving head while you're watching the movie? That's a weird way
that's
to watch
you
it.
That's how you missed it.
No wonder you thought the movie was
I don't know what happened the first half hour, but.
I was getting head while watching The Replacements in the theater.
What was his name?
I like the score of the credits.
Was he just a stranger sitting next to you?
Yeah. No, actually, I don't remember what her name was. She was my girlfriend at the time. I just don't remember her name.
Was that the one with the Adam's apple?
Yeah. She
the red,
like,
wig?
This was 10, 11 years ago.
That's the last time you got head?
That's the last time you had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Last time I had a girlfriend, I don't know. I'd say since I got married and she became my wife.
Yeah. You don't know your anniversary.
Steve, I'm just not done with my life yet.
No, it's coming up next week.
Oh, well.
22nd. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
That's fantastic. Go to Jason, the bar with us. How's your day?
Yeah, pretty much.
How's my day?
No one cares. Right. Welcome Steve, back to you.
All right.
Yeah, no, originally the plan was that we were going to have the sister-in-laws watch all the kids. We were going to go out to eat and go watch a new Pirates movie. We're going to do that on Saturday, the 21st.
And the Hangover?
It's not coming out. Stupid.
26th. That's 26th. Never mind.
Yeah.
Watching what's on DVD.
Anyways.
The Hangover 2?
I want to see that. The first one's funny stupid. As hell.
I don't like it. It's blasphemy. Right
there. Oh, that was a great movie.
I don't like it.
Can't wait for the third one. I haven't even seen the second.
Probably.
No, I do like in the trailer, though.
Thank you for letting Steve finish the story about it, Jason.
Yeah.
Stupid fuckhead.
Anyways, yeah, then on our anniversary, we had a family dinner. But don't know what's going on now because our plans for the 21st are kind of
shot. Can me and Jason come?
Oh, yeah. We'll even podcast during it.
All right.
No,
Anthony. That'd be fun.
And my son has a fucking banquet on the 21st.
A banquet?
Stupid kid.
Yeah. A banquet.
Oh, banquet. That's a banquet.
Yeah, it's a banquet. And my wife's going to it, so I don't know what the plan is now.
Damn kids.
Probably won't do anything until next week, for all I know.
You can watch The Hangover.
Yeah. Now we want to
see. Then I can come.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about it on our show later that night.
You can come because Steve will be in your head. That's how you watch movies.
Well, only the bad ones with Keanu Reeves.
No such thing as a bad Keanu Reeves movie.
What?
Yeah, again, The Replacements.
I like that movie. That was a good movie. Do you honestly think that movie was bad?
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Even when they sang? What about Point Break?
Yeah, I watched it later on. It was called fucking Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it the first time, but I watched it the second time.
15 years later.
I like Point Break. I just don't like his acting in it.
So you're not a fan of The Matrix?
The Matrix was okay. I'll give that. Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Dude, any of the Bill and Ted are great.
What about his acting on... No. What was the one like the comic one? Or not the comic one.
Was it Scanner Darkly?
Was it Scanner Darkly?
No, Scanner Darkly was one where they had all the actors, but then they did the animation over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all those fucking commercials. That was a good movie.
I never caught it.
Didn't care to see it.
No, that was a good movie. It's a good movie.
Duval, I thought I was watching Duval it one day, loves but that there damn. Was another movie I was
Duval loves watching. That damn movie.
Yeah, speaking of Bill and Ted, I heard that they're planning on doing a third one.
I heard that from Jason.
Did you?
For what?
Yeah, we had the conversation.
Third Bill and Ted?
Yeah, they're going to be the third one.
I'm curious how they're going to pull that one off. Aren't
they in space or something?
I don't know what the concept of it. They got them both on
board,
though.
I heard CSI going to space next year.
What?
CSI in space. Since they're ever fucking else.
Yeah. Investigating a dead alien or what?
Yeah. Have you guys ever noticed a lot of the cartoons?
I'm
going to
put a Madden around Steve's head right now.
A lot of the cartoons in the 80s focused on vehicles.
Okay, Transformers.
Transformers. G.I. Joe. Voltron, Mask, all of them.
How was Voltron a vehicle?
Because they were all...
It's a robotic cat.
Yeah, but where the hell did they take them?
It became...
It's not like they're going to the grocery store and some fucking cats
But they were still a vehicular machine.
I guess.
Now you're getting really technical.
No, they were.
No, they don't count.
Yes.
All vehicles have wheels.
How does G.I. Joe count?
All vehicles have wheels. Doesn't have wheels.
Because most of
they
the
drove
shit...
around?
Most of the shit they did were in complex fucking automobile shit. Well, they did a lot of their fucking
battles.
They're
soldiers. Of course they're going to have helicopters.
Pretty much all you got is...
No, but it was all like fancy-ass fucking vehicles. That's all
they
did.
I'm sorry, but Cobra was the... He was the stupidest fucking character ever.
I like
Cobra Commander. He was retarded.
I thought he was cool.
I think it was a dumb character.
I mean, come on. He was based off a fucking stormtrooper.
He didn't make any sense.
You know, and he was based off a stormtrooper, and he had the outfits that simulated them.
That's
too.
That's true. Right, what about
down
Pokemon?
Right down to his fucking Pokemon snowtrooper vehicle outfit. No,
he's talking back in the day. So
in
like,
the '80s,
he don't follow. He doesn't follow that.
I never looked up.
I think under your situation, the guy like two is like fucking Transformers and GoBots.
GoBots,
leader one. Come on,
but who the hell? GoBots is shit.
Hell yeah.
Way better.
I think it was Kmart way better. Transformers. All we could afford.
Yeah.
Got my Kmart Transformers and my Payless shoes.
We actually had the metal Transformers. They're actually, we had Starscream, and we looked it up. He's actually worth like $1,000, like $1,500 now.
Yeah.
And we broke the shit out of
them. Yeah, I know. Everyone broke the shit
They're out. Actually, they're the tall metal ones. They're about this. They're like this tall.
Yeah.
How tall you think it is so you can tell.
Yeah, Comic-Con, you can buy the big ass ones like that.
2.5 to 3 feet.
Yay tall.
Yay tall.
Yay tall. Yay tall.
I can't actually see how tall that is because I'm listening to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just try and use your imagination.
It's about knee high.
About as tall as a Chinese man.
With a broken back.
Oh, sorry, an old Chinese man. Because they're always hunched over.
No, that's a young guy. He had to work in a factory for a long time since he was 6.
What kind of factory?
He made Nikes.
No, oh, didn't.
Made Nikes.
Four kids.
He is Chinese, yeah.
With 2 Dr. Pibs a day.
No, he said he's Chinese, not Mexican.
Oh, Mr. Pib. I love that episode. American Dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, pretty soon you'll be able to 5 Mr. Pibs a day. Five, I don't know how they say. 5
Senior Pibs.
Senior Pibs. He's like, at a party and shit. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's a great joke.
I'm trying to get that again.
I don't know. Check up.
Pow, pow, chow.
Go, 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 chew, how was?
Bless you.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
You gotta say that.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. That's like the, was like,
yippee-ki-yay, that's like the one of
the most famous fucking things that Bruce Willis has ever said.
Oh, yeah. That's like the most quoted, that's for sure.
You just wait for him to say it when the Die Hard.
Every Die Hard movie.
The free Die Hard. I was like, when's it coming? When's it coming?
I want him to say that in Unbreakable. What are you talking about? He gets killed like right
now. What are we going to do? Go to Samuel L. Jackson and say, Kai, motherfucker, and push him over the wheelchair. Push him out of the wheelchair.
Exactly. It should have ended that way. That's how that movie should have fucking ended.
That would be funny. I wait for him to say it every time I watch Look Who's Talking.
What?
He was the voice of the baby in Look Who's
Talking.
Oh, was
he? Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, was. I was thinking for a second.
Yeah, that was him.
He wasn't the voice, though, in the sequels, was he? Like, Luke's,
yeah,
Luke Who's Talking Now.
They were all
now.
The same voices.
I think the dogs? He was in the second, but Roseanne did the sister.
Oh, God, that. Yeah.
The third one was a dog.
I made a poopy too.
The third one was a dog. So
yeah, the third one was a dog. Second one was Roseanne.
Look Who's Talking Now is the third one with the dogs. Yeah, which I thought was just stupid. Okay, let's take the focus off the babies onto dogs. Really?
And the babies didn't even talk. Oh, they were growing up, so they talked themselves.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I like that show, Roseanne.
Roseanne
was a great show.
It was.
I thought
the last few seasons, though, the way it turned.
I thought,
I
what's
like
his
it.
Name?
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman. I thought he was. I love his acting. He was a good actor.
Yeah,
he was.
I
great.
Wish he would have done more movies. I thought he was really good. Like, I thought
he's
Big Lebowski and everything.
Next,
like,
he's in the next Kevin Smith movie.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I always thought he was a great actor. He's a funny guy.
He does a lot of voice acting too.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't like what they eventually did with some of the characters, though. You know, because ultimately, they win the lottery and they're ridiculously rich.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Dan ends up having an affair and he's off, for a while. And I guess the very end, the last episode, Dan and Roseanne reconcile. And
I like how they changed the intros, like to the.
Those intros freaked me out, dude.
No,
where she changed her face.
With the faces
like,
morph, and then she did that cackle
the pictures,
at the end.
The pictures?
I like though when they did it not just creepy. For her, they did it with everybody, but it was hers that changed the most.
Yeah, the most.
Yeah, and.
She changed it about 50 times.
Those were just freaky to me, dude. Yeah, and it ended with that. Oh my god, I got chills every time I saw that shit. It was like, ugh.
I don't know. To me, though, I'm like watching, like. Wow, a woman who's gone through many more metamorphoses than Oprah.
Yeah, there's a point where
the
she was like
up, down,
ugly,
up, down, up, down.
She looked pretty good, and she's ugly again.
Yeah,
fatter,
ugly, kind of lost some weight. Good.
I always thought she was funny though. Like on this new, like on that Snickers commercial.
Yeah.
My back hurts, and then
now my front
goes away. Now my front hurts. Her just voice just is funny.
I like that. She's just a funny woman. Do you know she's still married to Tom Arnold?
No, they got divorced. That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
he still cracks jokes about that shit. When he does stand up.
Tom Arnold, the funny guy.
I liked when they were in the Freddy's Dead, the final for Nightmare.
They were in, or he was in.
They.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Roseanne and Tom Arnold were.
Does Tom Arnold still do the Best Damn Sports Show? Is that show even on? Is still.
I think the show is still on. I don't know if he's still on.
I don't know if he's on it. I want to catch a new one that has Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah, no, that's funny.
What's
it called?
Is the show with Norm MacDonald now?
Yeah, he does a sports show.
Yeah, it's on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central. He does awesome. He does a sports show. It's funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
Norm MacDonald's fucking funny as fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah. I've always liked him.
I fucking love that movie.
That's a good ass fucking movie. I liked it when he was on Saturday Night Live and did the fucking the news shit. Like,
it's just the way he talks. And then how he pauses everything.
Yeah.
The Norm show was funny, too.
Oh,
the
first one. Well, it only ran for like a season.
No, there was two of them. They tried to bring it back, and it worked.
He did an interview on The Daily Show about his new show. Mm-hmm. he's asking him a question. He's like, oh, so when is it there? He's like, I don't fucking know.
No, I always thought he was funny. I liked him with Dave Chappelle and Screwed.
Oh, yeah. That was
fucking
good
hilarious.
Movie. God, that movie's old.
I know.
They kidnapped his.
You, congratulations, you kidnapped a turd.
like, your dad didn't say. Your dad didn't say stick with, or was it stick with it? You go ahead.
You'll get ahead. You stick with it, and you'll get head.
Oh, and what's his name was in
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. He was like a little creepy guy.
Yeah. I love how Dave Chappelle's like always just grabbing things and hitting people in the head. Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry. Right. I panicked. I get nervous. He's always just fucking hitting him in the head.
I watched that movie recently. It's long ago. It was a good movie, though.
Also had fucking, was it George Jefferson in it?
Was he the cop?
No, he was the guy who was like secretly trying to steal money from her, and he was actually gay and everything.
Oh yeah, gay.
Yeah, he's all in the hot tub with his young lover and everything, wearing a little mankini.
He's moving on up, huh?
Yeah, he gets framed for the whole thing.
No way. I'm
positive.
Are you recording anything?
Huh?
Are you recording anything?
I'm recording this now.
Yeah. Oh my god!
No, think about it. You know, we should. Open
I missed
up
my
own
hilarious rainbow burger joke, but other than that,
no, we should open up our own fucking just burger joint. Because you know, there's got to be a lot of people out here in SoCal who feel the same way about it as we do. As far as no good place, just get a nice fucking greaseball burger the way you know Uncle Sam intended, all American shit that we just fucking love and want to wolf down, especially in the old non biodegradable styrofoam containers. You know.
The old McDonald's ones?
Yeah. No, I'm dude, fucking...
It's everything bad for you.
That's
what makes
greasy
it
greasy as fuck. Nothing's recyclable.
That's
we just throw everything
it,
in the fucking ocean.
That's right.
I'll pass. I want pizza now. I'm over.
Greasy
ass. I'm over hamburgers.
Pizza. You know what?
We'll serve that too.
Yeah.
I want a turkey. Let's make a Thanksgiving restaurant.
A turkey pizza? Oh. A Thanksgiving restaurant with beds so everyone falls asleep.
And, see, and you know what I'd do from like the itis. You know what I'd do with my money from that fucking restaurant? I'd
open
buy
another
my,
restaurant.
Buy hair.
Buy hair.
Yeah. I'd buy myself
the lap band.
Yeah. And I'd get an old fucking just bright red
pump?
Convertible.
A what?
That only gets 10 miles per gallon.
He'd buy a Miata.
Yeah.
Convertible.
That only gets 10 miles per gallon. With all other cow interior and big
Spanish,
brown baby
like,
seal eyes for headlights.
When I saw Miatas, I was like, Miata? I was like, so it's a Miata.
He get a Del Sol and take out the roof and its middle part there still it's convertible.
The T-tops on it?
Yeah, the T-top. I hate people to do that. They can ride a convertible with a little T-top.
You waste all your fucking riches in a car.
We'd buy you out.
No.
You're done.
No.
I was just sticking with the trend of you know things that are bad for us.
Okay, well, you would not buy it.
It's not like we're going to be rich off a fucking restaurant. We got to be like buy a bunch of fast food restaurants with that money. Then we'll be rich.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd have to go from that to franchises.
That's right.
And charge people money.
We're
to
not
open
franchising.
A
fuck that.
I'd go the Dave Thomas route.
Well, other people would have to pay us to fucking run our restaurants.
I don't care.
It's cool.
Once we're franchises, that's it. We sold out.
Fuck you.
It's 2-1. We're selling out.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I found out, I didn't know this. Dave Thomas, before he ever did the whole Wendy's thing, you know, he actually knew the
Colonel. He horned out his daughter?
No, he knew the Colonel from KFC. Colonel Sanders.
You're not a Colonel unless you went to war.
Yeah. No, but Colonel Sanders, he helped him to establish everything when it comes to the KFCs.
What?
Yeah, right. Dave Thomas. He was an owner of KFCs for a while and helped Colonel Sanders establish everything when it comes to the KFC franchise.
And as collateral, I put up my daughter.
Yeah.
Sure, she's a ginger and only 12. You can fuck her all you want.
Hey, Steve, what's the next Twinkie coming out?
What's the next one?
I don't know. He's talking about food so much right now. I don't even know this information.
It sounded like
he had a lot of background on this shit.
It sounded like he had the answer, though, when he said,
I just eat
it. What's the next one? Let me tell you.
No, I was going to say, I don't know, but have you tried the two new ones they have?
No, I didn't. God.
This fucking fat fuck knows.
Hey, honest to God, I've never eaten a Twinkie.
Really?
I swear.
Twinkies are good.
You've never eaten a
Twinkie?
That you know of.
It never looked appetizing.
No, see, he's not into Twinkies. Now, Twinks, that's another story.
Ding dongs. I like ding dongs.
You know that.
And ho-hos.
You like crocodiles.
Ho-hos are good.
Crocodiles, huh?
Yeah, crocodiles.
These crocodiles. Oh, like my he, God. Like these crocodiles. Oh, my God.
It's like he loves to choke on a zinger.
Remember the old video store had crocodiles for fucking, like, 2 for $1.
Yeah. But no, they do have 2 limited edition flavored Twinkies. I'm sorry. No, Steph's the one who brought these home. I saw. I was like, no shit.
No, it's not me. It's my wife. She knows about this.
That's right. No, they're actually really good. There's one. It's a strawberry cream.
He gets some.
Twinkie.
He gets some breaded, embedded Twinkies.
That's right.
Special for him.
They have the strawberry cream Twinkie and the chocolate.
Best out of the fan club.
Yeah. That's right. Twinkie the kid's awesome. And they have a chocolate cream one. And the chocolate cream one tastes just like a chocolate eclair.
I've never had an eclair.
Awesome. By a limited edition, it means it doesn't last as long as a regular Twinkie.
It doesn't last 50 years.
Yeah, I don't think it'll survive a nuclear holocaust, no. The original recipe's got the bank on that. Them and Keith Richards.
They tried to do that, I think, on fucking How It's Made. And half the whole fucking episode was secret. Like, we can't tell you about this part. On the next process.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I like that show, how it's made.
Sometimes it
until they had that new voice, the young guy, that's when I stopped watching it.
Yeah, I don't want to watch a lot of How It's Made, but occasionally I find Modern Marvels. They have a good one, episodes of those here and there. I like that show, occasionally.
Modern Family, too.
Modern Family's good one as well.
The show how they're made?
Kind of.
Just two people having sex.
Surely not. My mama told me you get pregnant from kisses. Special kisses.
Is that why you're pregnant?
Yes.
Wow. Special? What kind of special kisses?
I don't know.
When a cock kisses the penis.
She didn't go into detail. When a cock kisses the penis? What? So we know Jason likes gay kisses. It's the type of kisses his uncle
used to
teach him.
That's how gay people are born, right?
That's all Uncle Tommy.
It reminds me of when he used to play hide the teacup under the blanket with his uncle.
I don't get that.
I never heard of that game, so how does that game go?
I don't know. You're the one who used to play it. You tell us the rules.
Really, you're the one who knew the name of the game.
Really, what does that mean? I don't get that one.
Explain this game to us that you just
I don't know
that you've known for years.
Bad memory, shut up.
You actually know what?
He's on the fetus position.
Honestly, you know, the only time I ever read a book was the porno books that don't have any pictures. They're just like stories.
So you had basically a penthouse, dear penthouse?
No, it wasn't
without any
pictures.
It
told
out.
Stories about sex.
I know what he's talking about.
I have one called Family Affairs. it was like aunts having sex with like their niece and shit and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I found it underneath the sink. They were all porn to go.
The plumber left that?
Probably.
The Roto-Rooter?
I don't know. It might have been my brother's.
Roto-Rooter. No.
The 82 guy left a bunch of porn while he was down there for fucking hours.
No, they do have a little booklet, like magazine set. It's nothing but just, it's supposed to be real stories.
Use your imagination.
That people write in.
Yeah, they still have those at the fucking Mexican store.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the magazine section of a Mexican store.
Yeah, a little tiny.
They have those little fucking things.
A little cartoon porn.
Yeah.
At again,
I used to go there when I was a kid.
I used to work at a porn shop, and they'd sell them like 3-packs, you know, $10. But guaranteed at least one out of those three was...
Had a naked picture?
No, that's what he was talking about. It's all, you know, family stuff. It was all incest stories.
Oh, okay. Was a one out of three is a family book.
Yes.
That you can share with your kids.
That's
it's
right.
It's a safer workbook.
The how-to guide.
And a fake cover. It says New England Journal on the front. So you can take it around places. It's safe. They will read at Starbucks.
Reader's Digest.
Some fucked up shit.
What, Reader's Digest?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You got one in your bathroom right now.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It's not a Reader's Digest.
It is. It says in the cover, Reader's Digest.
It was produced by Reader's Digest and published by Reader's Digest. It's not actually Reader's Digest.
Still says it.
In fact, it is a 2000...
It's a spinoff, huh?
No, it's 2000 some odd extraordinary uses for ordinary things.
It's put in his butt.
That's right.
Humor in uniform, right?
No, it's pretty much all those different like techniques and household shit you can use.
Makers of the Doctor's Book of Home Remedies, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, that was gay. I don't know what to say.
Don't look at me with those fuck me eyes, dude. It's not going to happen.
It's that condescending look he gives her. Right?
Like, no, no, he was like, giving me fuck you. Me eyes just now, and I don't like that.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
I want to fold
it. Makes me uncomfortable.
It makes me feel weird
inside. I want to fold his chin and fuck it.
It makes me feel weird inside. Embrace it. He turns you on. You're turning him on right now.
I want to fold that chin of his. Fuck it.
Doesn't make you gay.
Mommy said not to. I don't want to. Make the bad man go away.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
No, they're all gonna laugh at you.
I'm tired.
You're always fucking tired when we do a show. God, you're so...
I know, there's a lot of shows where you say that shit.
I know.
I never said it once on any of the shows.
Yes, you have.
We have recordings to prove it.
Most
of them are deleted.
I want to hear them.
No, you know, I edit them.
No, you know,
they don't exist, do they?
You know, it's funny as shit. He shows up here earlier today because he gets locked out of his house, right?
Isn't that the reason why you guys went to the bar early?
No. That's not why we went to the bar early.
No. But no, he shows up here and he's hanging out. And I hear him talking on the phone. Next thing I know, I just hear like this snoring. I look over and he's asleep.
Passed out.
Is that all you wanted to do?
Yeah. No, 45 minutes later, he like kind of slowly wakes up. And there's Alistair and he looks at, you know, my son. He looks at the baby. He's like, was that you poked me in the head? So I look over. I was like, well, good morning there, Sleeping Beauty. He's like, whoa. At first, he kind of goes, huh. Then laughter dies off. Was I asleep? Yeah, dude. For how long? Quite a while. I'm sorry. 2 minutes later, he's asleep again.
That's just sleep talk. That's sleep talk. I've done that shit.
No, it was just funny, though. He's like, was I asleep? Yeah, I'm sorry. I know he's fucking asleep again. Then he wakes up right when my wife finishes dinner. She sets a plate out for him and everything to come and, you know, have dinner with us because he's here. Now he goes home. You fucking bastard.
What happened?
Yeah, when you left.
Uh-huh.
You know, because Stephanie was finishing up dinner. She had a plate sitting there for you, too.
Oh, I didn't know
that. At the table. I even asked her, was that supposed to be for Eric? Yeah.
Did he know that?
Figures.
Yeah, no one told me anything.
Oh, I didn't know at first either. But even before she got to say anything, you were like, I'm going home.
Oh, no. I was because I was on the phone, and my mom was on her way home and shit. So.
Needless to say,
Jason, best pickup line.
Hmm.
He just didn't talk to girls. No, Steve, best pickup line.
Nice shoes. Want to fuck?
Pretty good. Jason?
I'm sure that works every time.
Yeah.
Jason? All right, I'll go.
All
right. You never gonna have sex tonight? Because I'm stronger than you.
You know, it's not rape if you yell.
That works a lot in elementary schools, right?
Yeah. You know, it's not rape if you yell surprise first, right?
What? Like a birthday party?
No, it's not rape as long as you leave in the bar by the morning. That's horrible. Why would
it's
you
not
say
rape
that?
To leave a note afterwards, all right?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We're sorry.
So sorry.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
He's all naked on the bare rug.
Then it's not rape.
Yeah.
Jason still doesn't have a pickup line.
No.
Hi. That's my pickup line.
Yeah.
And I say it creepily.
We see it's worked out great for you so far.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
As opposed to, let's not a nice shoes want to fuck.
Nice shoes want to fuck.
I don't care how smooth you say that. There's no way it's going to work.
My, that shirt looks good on
nice
you.
Nice shoes.
Of course, you know, it'd look better on my bedroom floor. Jason's like taking notes right now.
No, I would like to see the day that worked. Yes. Like whatever day in life when that shit was ever made up that that worked for somebody.
Try it. You know what? We're going to put this to the test.
We will. I should try that with somebody?
Yes.
I want money.
We're
for
going
this.
To go to a random bar.
That I want
to
make
neither
money
of us know
I want
anyone
money
who
this,
goes
though.
There. And your task,
I know everybody,
is to see at least how many phone numbers you can get from girls just by going up and saying "nice shoes, want to fuck."
That's almost,
and that's how you break the ice
here. So, I mean, I know everyone.
What?
No, I know everyone.
It's possible. How are you gonna know everyone?
Easy.
Okay,
it's called Facebook.
There's two different pickup lines that you have to use.
It's called Friends of Friends, and it's a little section you can read everybody's shit.
There's two pickup lines you have to use at this bar. One of them, of course, is just walking up to a girl and saying, nice shoes, want to fuck. And then the other one, you know, to be the less, you know, seemingly forceful, you, another girl, you go up to her and
have
say...
A less creepy option?
Yes, less creepy option. You still have to use both of these at one point.
So
with different girls.
They got to be even amount.
Yes. But the other one...
Myself in a bigger hole. Yeah,
but the other one is, you go up to a girl and you ask her, what did the polar bear do when he stepped out on the frozen lake?
So I got to do a lame joke?
No, yeah. He broke the ice. Hi, I'm Jason.
Or you could say, have a small penis you want to see.
Yeah.
Because girls always curious to see if it's actually small. It works.
Okay. Do I have those three as an option?
And they realize that I actually have a small penis and it's not working anymore.
Because I'm more willing to do that than your lame-ass joke.
No, you still have to try them all at one point. Different girls.
They get money for this?
No. You might get lucky... Maybe a few phone numbers, some good options there.
No, I want money for this.
I'll give you a quarter.
Each time?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah?
No, mine's penny.
No, 25 cents each time. All right. I say it.
I'll give you a nickel. Silver.
But I use each one each time, so I'm guaranteed 75 cents.
It's shiny.
Yes.
Sure, why not?
Shiny, I don't know.
But you can't use all three on one
We pick
girl.
The girls.
I pick them or you pick them?
We do.
We pick the girls and which pickup line you have to shoot.
I'm picking
it's
you
your money.
I'm picking you some fat girls, too.
I'll try it.
You'll try a fat girl?
Yeah, sure you would. We pick the girls and which pickup line you have to use on that girl.
And they want to have sex, you have to have sex with them, too.
And you don't get the money.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, no. And you don't get the
now
quarter.
That the point is that if I get somewhere, if I fucking engage in conversation and get a number of shit, that's that
watch
counts.
Jason
I get
actually,
money in.
Watch Jason actually get a girlfriend of this.
Okay, now, here's the thing.
The fat girl.
If you get nothing but shot down, you get the quarter.
What?
I
get a quarter of the way.
Listen, if you get the phone number to where you have some possible options with this girl, then the money's going to decrease because you've now gotten better value. You've got the number.
If it's someone I don't want to be with to begin with, you guys are not going to pick fucking fantastic fucking chicks for me. You're not going to pick like
no, trust
pick
me.
Hot ass
no.
chicks. You guys are going to fucking pick like the fattest chick just to say
no. I won't
do it.
No, I won't.
You agree to do it.
No, I won't.
I'll tell her that you have a friend.
Yeah, no, we'll
this pick, guy.
No. I'll pick out some hotties. No guarantee, of course, that she's got
fuck
a boyfriend.
I'll let Steve pick out the girls for you.
Fuck you. Anyway, no, they'll be good-looking girls.
You know what Steve told me last time? Like, we were out last night. Huh. What did you tell me? It's like, fucking this hot chick went by, or like, I thought, like, I didn't see her. I saw the back of her. She's like, she looks scrumptious.
Oh, delicious.
Delicious.
She looked delicious.
The first thing you want to do is eat her.
I know. I put some nacho cheese on her and a pickle.
I'm a fat guy. Come on. But however,
great, but
yeah.
Like, the
now,
first
however,
spot you went to was food.
Yeah. Now, however, part of the rules, back to the rules. Now, if you get laid, you get no money.
Okay, I agree with that.
If you get a phone number, you get 10 cents each time.
No.
My rule
is... No, because if I still talk to them, even though I have no business of being with them, but I still manage to get a phone number, and I...
But
after trying
still,
that lame-ass
but
line...
But you still came
I'm not
up.
What if I'm not trying? Because you guys are picking these girls.
My rule is I get to pick guys,
I'll make sure they're good girls.
You have to do the guys,
girls?
Too.
Yes.
You hug them and give them a kissy kiss.
They'll be delicious.
They're hosts.
I'll make sure they're delicious.
Stay away from this guy. He might eat you.
You have to do it to guys, too.
What? What a,
no.
I want $20.
I'll give you a
dollar. No, I want $100.
I'll give you a dollar.
I'll give you a dollar to do it to a guy.
No, $100.
$5.
That's a guarantee. It's a guy.
Guarantee you probably get punched.
Oh, we'll go to the straight guys.
We'll go to a gay bar for you, and you do it.
Yeah,
we should actually. We should do that. We should go to a gay bar and see who gets the most numbers. You get a lot of free drinks.
Yeah. But no.
It's not, nothing's free.
Back to the free. Yeah, back to the task at hand, though. So, yeah. A random bar that we've not been to. That we don't know people of. And Eric and I, we pick the chicks.
Alright.
Gonna try to find like the ones that are actually men.
No.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like,
no, we're not gonna be fucked up about it.
Okay, if you are fucked up about it and I still get a number, I should still get my 25 cents.
Okay, but if we're not fucked up about it, if she's fucking hot, she's smoking.
If I, no.
And
if
you get a number.
No.
I'll give you 26 cents.
It's based off my opinion, then. Because you could find some chick that's fucking, you think is hot, but it's fucking dirt. And still fucking say, that's, like, you got the number, you don't get 25 cents.
Say it to Steve right now.
Fine, I'll make sure that she's skinny, has no figure, and is fuzzy in the face.
And she hates you.
She's supposed to be my girlfriend, not my ex-girlfriend.
And she likes lying to me. I'll make sure she does that, too.
Then I won't get anywhere.
Yeah. No, don't. They'll be attractive girls.
I know you're lying. You don't like my shoes.
No, they'll be attractive girls, and yeah, you have to. And we pick which pickup line you have to use on her.
Well, then you better come with a roll of fucking quarters in your pocket.
Mm.
I've got a bunch of quarters already in the room, so I'm good and I'm ready. When are we doing this?
Okay.
We should do it on a Sunday. No, we should do it on a Saturday.
I have to, but you use one of his pickup lines, and then I'll make my own pickup line.
All right.
That's the thing, because we can come up with pickup lines like, on the spot.
Is there a rose in your butt? Because I want to take a sniff.
Yeah, we can come up with the pickup lines on the spot, if so choosing.
Okay. Also, if I got a fight because you got to be there for me.
Yeah. No, I want you.
That's agreed.
Mine is you're going to go behind a girl and say, boo. And that's it.
Well, we'll do this on a Saturday.
I got to be this drunk right now when I do this.
We'll do it on a Saturday. That way, the next day, Sunday, we can do our show and talk about it.
All right.
All right. We got our plan for Saturday.
We'll make you alias.
No, we can't do that because you got to have your anniversary fucking dinner.
Apparently not, because my wife's going to my son's bank.
We'll make an alias for you, too.
What's the alias fucking from the Jason Revolt? What's that one?
I don't remember.
What's the one from Youth Revolt?
You're the one with the iPhone. Look it up.
Yeah, I know.
We ain't got time for that shit. That's a great dinner.
Talk to it.
Where are we going to do this at?
Do what at?
His pickup line.
Oh, you got to probably go to Redlands.
Be at a nice bar.
Redlands? Yeah, I was thinking Redlands.
The one in the corner right there, all glass.
Oh, like Chuck's Nuts? Bar.
No, I got Chuck's Nuts. Go to the vault. Or the fucking underground.
We'll take him to the boiler room.
Shit. Everyone says the boiler room sucks, and I've been to the boiler room. It does suck.
I know that.
There ain't shit there. People hang around a bonfire.
We'll take it to Applebee's.
Cup the fucking people eating and just do that fucking
thing. No, you know what?
I want more money if I just do that.
Okay, yeah, there's the vault, there's the underground, the Dirty Bird, Chuck's Nuts, the Romano's.
What's Romano's?
But Chuck's Nuts is always packed. It's a restaurant. That's
bar. What's Romano's?
It's a restaurant bar.
Yeah, Chuck Nuts always has people in it. That's why I mentioned that.
Yeah, it does.
We'll go to Tartan.
Tartan. Hey, yeah, while you do that, I can play darts.
The Redlands Tartan. I don't know where they got there.
I don't know either.
I know the Tartan over
Yeah, there's another Tartan in Redlands downtown. Yeah.
Oh, this Tartan over here, they have a nice dart. They have nice dart boards.
I'm sure they do, Eric. I'm sure they do.
We'll take them to Deja Vu.
We'll take you to a gay bar.
Those lines would actually work as long as I got money on me.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got a bunch of quarters coming in a minute. Actually, everyone who works here, ask me, bring them around to me, and I'll have like at least $15.
I'll throw quarters at them.
Those numbers won't be real, but I still got the numbers. What are you mouthing, Eric?
Huh? Nothing. I'll get you going.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we got to figure out where we're going to do this. This will be fun, Jason. It'll be a fun little experiment. Especially to see if we can't get you some poontang. Some good poontang.
Some money.
Throwing out these fucking lines?
Well, you'd be surprised.
People I don't fucking care about.
Especially with drunk chicks?
Yeah,
you'd be surprised.
A good girl, Phil, you go behind her and say, boo.
Only if you squeeze your butt when you do it.
I want you to scream in her ear.
Just walk up to her. Ah!
I'll buy a bullhorn, right? Yeah. Little horns.
I want you to start tickling her.
Oh, the fog horns?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Randomly start touching a woman. See how far that gets me.
See how long you stay in the bar.
Just walk up to her and lick her nose.
Just sexually assault.
No, my pickup. No, the pickup line.
See how long I last inside of a bar.
The pickup line I want you to use is you go behind her and you say,
I farted. What's your name?
Oh, that's great.
I won't hurt you. Don't scream.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Well, this will be fun.
Don't move. This will be quick. Come with me if you want to live.
No, no, my pickle line, you go and grab the girl and you say, get to the chopper.
Get down.
I don't have a good Arnold voice. I can't do that shit.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
I want you to go to him and say, bitch.
Please.
I say, no, bitch. And slap him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good move.
It's a love slap, not a hard one.
A love slap? Someone I don't know.
It's kind of love slap. We say, you make me do this to you, but I love you.
Why do you make me hurt you like this? Although one girl...
And then when she tries to tell people...
We're like, take,
I fell down some stairs.
We're going to take a picture of you in a thong, and then you go up to him and say, what do you think about this?
This is going to make me look fat.
That's going to be your pickup.
Nah, I got a good pickup line. Can I order you a drink and stir it with my dick?
No. No, your pickup line is going to be like, you're going to sigh, and then when they talk to you, they're like, my girlfriend just died.
Yeah, we were at a party. We were about to leave. She's all drunk. Started yelling at me. So I shot her.
Talk about your dead puppy.
Yeah.
I missed and shot my dog.
We'll find a fake paw and carry his paw around.
Then you tell her that what makes it worse is that it happened tonight on my way to the bar.
No, you move to the girl and go like this. You want to see a trick?
Yeah, magic. That's a good pickup line for any woman. Every woman just drops her panties. We're for magic. Like,
want to meet my dog Rex?
Actually, you tried to try that right now, didn't you? It's Donald Duck.
Yeah.
They're doing fucking little hand fucking magic tricks. No one can see this except me. You got to realize what medium we have here.
Do you have a pencil?
Yeah, we'll draw this.
Yeah. No, I'll show you a trick. Oh, here's one.
We'll draw a picture of your fucking gay ass little hand thing in the show notes. Yeah, I can do that.
Can you do it, Steve?
I've never tried it.
It's
do it again.
It's not as hard as it seems.
Give me a second.
I realize your hand's too fat for that.
Probably.
If you're trying to do some weird pencil trick you should have learned in elementary school.
I don't believe in anything in history.
History.
You don't believe anything that happened in history?
I don't believe any history.
The Holocaust never happened.
History's a farce. That's a joke. None of it ever happened.
How are you supposed to know? Well, I wasn't there. Could all have made it up.
The world doesn't revolve around you. That's the first
part. Old people are senile. I don't trust them either.
Yeah. More so now than back then, but yeah.
That's because people live longer. They weren't supposed to live that far.
Like alphabet.
That's the problem.
That's part of the problem.
Advances that fucking kept people living longer than they're supposed to. They're no longer people.
It kept them living past the age of 35.
Assholes.
And like even 60 is decent.
I know, according to the Bible.
A lot of lively 60 people.
I don't want to live past 60.
According to the Bible.
I will. Like 65, you're good.
I know.
Anything past that, you're...
According to the Bible, people used to live past a couple hundred, so...
Oh, yeah. You fucking... Yeah, he was... Yeah. Yeah, what? Noah? He was like 300 years old?
He was one of them.
He was 300 years old.
No, he was one of them.
He was in good shape.
Abraham did that.
That was before the fucking Mayan calendar.
He was in good shape.
He was before the Mayan calendar.
He was at... Oh, he's at... Yeah,
he was. So the Mayans ruined everything.
Well, they developed the fucking 12-month calendar. Oh, no, who did that? Romans?
Well, that was a Greek.
Yeah, Greeks? Okay. So he... Yeah. By then, fucking years lasted fucking 3 months. Yeah, you're 300 years old. You're right.
How do you know? You're drunk.
As you spilled beer over your computer. Good
fucking
job.
Fucking drunk.
Not the first time.
No, it's not. That was Nick that did that time.
Someone get him a cervecer.
A whole 40 on top of the thing.
32, and actually.
Oh,
it's
32?
32.
Oh, sorry. I was 8 sorry, ounces princess. Over.
Yeah, you're about 50 cents off.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, it's probably about that time.
It's about that
so
time
long,
again.
Farewell. To you, my friend.
Something?
Oh, that's that song we argued about.
Time for now. Until say we meet again.
Sorry, it's not. Yeah.
What an asshole.
I don't know what the fuck he was singing. I was trying to sing some Andre Bocelli.
I was singing Out of the Box.
That was like the second song he sang when he fucking did the episode with him.
I don't
know. We had this big argument about it.
I was singing Out of the Box. That's Out of the Box.
That was like Sound of Music.
No, he was bitching. No. He was bitching that I was bearing the Bigly House or something like that.
No, it wasn't.
I assumed it was, because you watch all these fucking
shows. He said he was the original bear.
Yeah, I was the original bear.
Actually, it was the house.
I can't argue that one.
I was the house.
Damn, Skippy.
He was the moon.
I was the fucking sun.
Sun?
Sun's bigger.
Son of the bear?
No, the sun of the sky.
Sky god?
Yes.
Skyline.
Let's just say you were the sky.
The son of the skyline? How much Oliver...
Yeah, this has been another exciting episode of Ripped in Half.
It's been a horrible episode of Ripped in Half.
I know.
I hate this show.
We apologize. This has been a bad show.
Bad. Although,
we do look forward to playing our pickup line game with Jason at the bar.
This has been
That's the only reason to save this episode is because the ground rules of this.
That'll be fun. So, look forward to that episode.
Actually, we continued on. Eric was actually still continuing drinking. It actually been a good show.
Yeah, probably would have. Look forward to the show where we tell about Jason's epic success or fail picking up chicks.
And if you
tune in next time,
if you listen to this episode, this will be about a month after.
Yeah, and then so, you know.
So, in other words, all his black eyes will have healed.
You know, email and Twitter and all that stuff. Goodbye.
Yeah, because Eric doesn't follow Twitter. He doesn't even know the fucking name of Twitter.
Fuck you and go to hell.
I know. That's why I'm now taking over the Twitter account, which is at Ripped in Half. And, of course, you can also email us, rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, this has been a fun night. Good night.